Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we turn to 1 Chronicles 25, we can't help but ask, what is music? What is its purpose? The dictionary speaks of music as, quote, the art of arranging sound to create some combination of form, harmony, melody, and rhythm. The word music is derived from the Greek muses, the inspirational goddesses of mythology. But no goddess contrived music. Music comes from the Father's house, Luke 15:25, because it comes from the Father's heart. As the Father said in the story, quote, it was right that we should make merry and be glad, verse 32. And it's right that we should too. Quote, he has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Psalm 40, verse 3. Although we may speak of the sounds of the birds as music, or link it to creation when, quote, the morning stars sang together, Job 38, verse 7, in the Bible, music is more than an arrangement of sounds. Using voices and instruments, it doesn't only reach the ear and brain. It expresses the heartbeat of faith from the soul. It may be married to words, but it can communicate at a deeper level than words. Notice this striking statement, quote, David separated for the service some who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals, 1 Chronicles 25:1. Prophesying with musical instruments? Clearly, the message was the vital element in this music. And verse 3 explains that these musicians, quote, prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Music inspired by heaven could translate messages they heard from God's word, flavored by their own experiences, into messages returning to God, expressing their need of Him, their admiration of and devotion to Him. Quote, praise the Lord. In Hebrew, hallelujah. For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. Psalm 147, verse 1.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.